Now, verse 9, he continues on this line. He says, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now, the question, of course, arises here, would this be applicable to the church? Well, we made it very clear, I trust, that we are not under the law today, and the tithe is not required today. In fact, under grace, God wants you to give as you're able to give. And for some people, it would be less than the tithe, and for other people, it would be more than the tithe. And I'm of the opinion a great many today in this affluent society ought to be giving more to God. Now, if you want to know actually how this thing works out, here in Southern California, there are the headquarters, or semi-headquarters, of three of the major cults today. And one of the things that they do is put people back under the law, and they have them keep the law, and they urge the people to give tithes. That's part of the system. You're going to belong to it. You're going to give a tithe. Those three cults are the richest that you've ever seen. Why, this little operation we have here, we think it's great, and it is. We thank God for it. But my friend, we are actually Mickey Mouse when you put us down by the side of these organizations where millions of dollars are just rolling into them. Why? Because even on the tithe, the old legal system, look how much would come in. Now, doesn't that tell you something? Doesn't that tell you that God's people today, under grace, are sure not giving as they should? I think it reveals very clearly that God's people are not giving to the Lord's work as they should give. Now, that's one of the reasons that I feel there's not the blessing that should attend God's work today. Many churches have a minister who's teaching the Word of God, and they don't seem to be moving very fast, not going anywhere. Well, I would say that God still is making it clear that this is something that He looks at, and that is your giving. And if a church is not giving, or an individual is not, God has not promised to bless them at all. Any person who's devoted to God, I think God's going to bless them, not necessarily with material things. We're told today that we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. And therefore, God, in a very gracious manner, will bless those that are generous with Him. I believe that that's a great principle that runs through the entire Word of God. And that one of the reasons many churches that actually were Bible churches just dried up. They died on the vine. And I think it can all be traced to the fact that the people were not giving as they should unto God. And if we open our heart to Him, He's promised us spiritual blessings, blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly. Now, God made good this to His people. Back in the time of Hezekiah was a time of revival. And in 2 Chronicles 31:10, I read this, and Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, since the people began to bring the offerings unto the house of the Lord, we've had enough to eat and have plenty. For the Lord hath blessed His people, and that which is left is this great store. In other words, they were giving more than enough. And actually, at the time they made the tabernacle, Moses asked for offerings, and he had to stop the people from giving because they were bringing too much. And that's the only case on record I've ever heard of them stopping people from giving. And they did it in that day.